Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bina-sta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about teamwork in Islam. In this connection, it must be indicated that next to the social aspects of teamwork in Islam, we find that the idea of teaching and studying and learning and education is highly elaborated in the form of a kind of teamwork. Yes, in a school, in a teaching context, there are, for example, a few teachers with many, many students, but this can be regarded also as a kind of teamwork because the teacher tries to teach something, to teach some of his knowledge, if not all of his knowledge, some of his knowledge to those people, to the attendants, to the students. And in the Holy Quran, in the Surah At-Tawbah, verse 122, it's indicated وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفُرُوا كَافَّةً فَلَوْلَا نَفَرٌ مِّن كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٍ لِيَتَفَقَّهُوا فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ. It implies that it wouldn't be good that all believers would emigrate from one place to another place unless just some of them should emigrate from the place of residence to other places for receiving religious knowledge and coming back communities to their own original communities in order to guide them in matters pertaining to the Islamic religion. In commercial transactions and in economic projects, so we find that individuals by themselves cannot do anything unless they make a team, and this is highly elaborated in Islamic teachings. And the main elements of teamwork and team projects and joint projects are, first of all, are in this way. In the first place, there must be sincere collaboration and cooperation among the members of the team. Another one is there must be some kind of discipline or order, or a definite program, or a definite roadmap, in order from which place to start the activities and to which end they would all proceed. Another one is advice, and giving and receiving advice is very much important. And giving and receiving advice in teamwork wouldn't be just in the form of individual lessons. One-sided or unilateral, in a kind of unilateral current. There would be, for example, only one person who gives advice and all the others who obey him, who listen to him or her. Rather, in counseling, people help each other by giving advice to one another. And we find that in this connection, there would be many benefits. Many benefits would be gained out of teamwork, sincere teamwork. One of them is collaboration and co-intellection. As joint projects, people would help each other, in receiving some other aspects or in being informed of further angles in any project. Another one is reinforcing motives, because those people who are involved in teamwork, they are usually inspired to move ahead, to excel in the projects. The next one is the next benefit or the next gain in this regard is receiving more qualities, higher qualities or better output. We find that in management studies, it's an agreed upon principle that a team is more powerful than a collection of individuals who would work separately. At the same time, we find that more people or newer experts would be trained out of teamwork. And later on, and then we find that those people who collaborate with each other, they feel that they belong to one and the same front or one and the same project. And a sense of being belonged to one and the same body or project or any enterprise would give the members a sense of integrity. And this sense of integrity, when it's quite, sincere, coupled with positive feedbacks or positive rewards that the individuals would receive in return to the collaboration and elaboration, it would lead to better results. Imagine that a community of people would work individually. Well, individuals may think that they would be able to think like other people, but experience has shown that when a capable team or an efficient team is made, we find that the gains and the benefits would be doubled or tripled, such that any good product or good outcome is usually the result of collaborations. No matter the output would be something physical or something individual or simply an idea. Something, anything, which is the product of joint work would certainly be very much appreciated and very much noble in value and in price compared with anything manufactured or worked out by individuals who work independently of others. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi
tatma'innu al-qulub. Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who is taught me the art of writing.
Listeners special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, August 1st, 2021. I'm Atefeh Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is a Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. If you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, so record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. Remember, dear listeners special, the Sunday program is your program. It's your views that are important. Dear listeners, please keep us company until the end of the program. Welcome back to your program, Listeners Special, the Sunday program. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports, as you may know, and I have repeated several times during the editions of Listeners Special, these reception reports are very useful and very important to us in IRIB English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to our dear listeners around the world. all of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card from us. Here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Victor Verzin from Russia, one of our regular listeners, Paco Garcia from Spain, and Dilip Kumar from India. So, Victor, Paco, and Dilip, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. Many thanks for sending us reception reports. And of course, we have received so many emails and letters from around the world, which I mention some of your names here. And later during the program, I will read your emails and letters. First of all, here we have an email from Alexei Kulakov from Russia. Dilip Kumar Sarkar from India has sent us an email. From Japan, we have an email from Toshio Shibata. Toshio is one of our regular listeners. From Sweden, we have an email from Hermod Pedersen. And here we have an email from Gejolt Woodstra from the Netherlands. I wish I'm right in pronouncing your name. Thank you very much for sending us these emails and letters. After a short break, I will be back with all these kind messages. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. Here we have an email from Russia. This email is from Alexei Kulakov. Alexei says, Dear IRIB English Radio staff, thank you for answer to my email. Tell me please the following. Is it possible to send you via email a reception report on broadcast of Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran and receive paper QSL card in the mail? And is it possible to send a report as an attached file in Word format? Thank you. First of all, Alexei Kulakov from Russia, thank you very much for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. We wish you all the best, and you've sent us some questions, including that if it was possible to send you a paper QSL card. As you may know, my colleagues have recently designed and prepared eQSL cards, and those paper QSL cards are not possible to be sent, and that's because of coronavirus pandemic. It's because of actually posting and mailing conditions which are designated due to the coronavirus pandemic. We send our dear listeners EQSL cards in the form of electronic, of course, EQSL cards, electronic QSL cards, and of course, after this pandemic is over around the world, after this virus is eradicated, of course, we get back to our normal condition, and we'll send our dear listeners paper QSL cards and the souvenirs of our radio, IRIB English Radio. And you asked if it was possible to send a report as an attached file in the Word format. Yes, it's possible. Alexei Kulakov from Russia, many thanks for sending us this email. Write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast. And from Japan, from one of our regular listeners, Toshio Shibata, we have an email. Toshio Shibata says, Dear IRIB English Radio staff, thank you very much for sending me the EQSL card. Like it, EQSL is often faster than paper QSL sent by postmail. I think it is a better way now, as long as the report was sent by email. What comment is that? I received IRIB broadcast of MW, that is medium wave. I often receive overseas broadcast on MW and check the transmitter location. On us, actually on SW, there are not many transmitter sites in each country, but in MW, there are many. Thanks again for sending me the EQSL card. I hope the COVID-19 pandemic will come to an end soon. Best regards. Warmest greetings to you, Toshio Shibata from Japan, one of our regular listeners, and many thanks for sending us this email. We are so happy that you enjoyed our EQSL card. You know, you had a discussion about MW, you know, you can choose between what form of the wave you like and you wish. We, like you, hope that the COVID-19 pandemic around the world will come to an end soon, and we can send our dear listeners the traditional forms of paper QSL cards and the souvenirs of IRIB English Radio very soon. Of course, after the pandemic comes to an end. Toshio Shibata from Japan, many thanks for writing this email to us. Write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English Radio programs. Well, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from around the world. Welcome back from India. We have an email from Dilip Kumar Sarkar. Dilip Kumar Sarkar from India says, good evening. Thank you very much for sending me the EQSL card. Thank you also for your nice letter. I'm very much appreciating your decision of sending EQSL. Please always send EQSL to me, please, because in our locality, postal delivery is very irregular now due to COVID-19 pandemic. Most of the time, I am getting any postal mail from anywhere. Thank you again, yours truly. First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Dilip Kumar Sarkar from India. And we send you our gratitude for sending us this email. And we are very happy that you enjoyed the EQSL cards. As you know, it's appreciating because it's, of course, it's much faster than postal mails. It's much faster, and it's it's based on the coronavirus hygienic protocols around the world. We will send you EQSL cards due to the coronavirus pandemic to all of our listeners, and we are so happy that most of our listeners enjoy this way of sending QSL cards. Dilip Kumar Sarkar from India, many thanks for writing this email to us and reflecting your views about our way of sending you QSL cards. Write to us soon. We wish you all the best. We are looking forward for your email and your views about IRIB English Radio programs. From Sweden, we have an email from Hermod Pedersen. Hermod Pedersen from Sweden has sent us an email and says, dear IRIB English Radio friends, having realized the vast sources of radio transmitters in Iran on medium wave, I am now studying and learning a lot more about the Islamic Republic of Iran, its geography and history, all thanks to your short and medium wave stations. However, it seems impossible to get in contact with any of these stations. That is why I am sending this to you, this email actually, hoping you may either reply or forward my information on other IRIB stations. I am writing as a long-time radio listener, a DXer, hoping to receive a brief note as verification or QSL of my reception of your radio. That would be a nice memory for me. At this hour, I was able to hear your station identification, followed by some nice Iranian music. I'm including a short recording in MP3 format. Having retired as a newspaper reporter, after some 40 years in the media business, I am now happy to find some time for DXing again. For me, this hobby started way back in 1971. Today, in this era of more and more streaming media, I believe that traditional radio is still a great source of both information and entertainment from various parts of the world. First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Hermod Pettersson from Sweden, and many thanks for sending us this email. We are very happy that our signals, the signals of IRB English Radio, are received in your region, in your country, in Sweden. So you're a DXer, and we're glad that you received the signals of our radio. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card. And, of course, as you said, the traditional radio, shortwave radio, is a great source of both information and entertainment from various parts of the world. Yes, that's great. And most of our listeners like the traditional radio, and that is the shortwave radio, and it's very pleasant for many of us. Again, thank you very much. So it seems that you were able to catch some kind of programs from IRB English Radio followed by Iranian music. We are so happy that you received those signals and you were able to listen to IRB English Radio programs. So, Hermod Pettersson from Sweden, we expect you to tell us your views about IRB English Radio programs. Tell us which programs you like the best in your upcoming emails to our radio. Many thanks for writing this email. Write to us soon, and we wish you all the best. Now, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with an email from the Netherlands. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. As I said, from the Netherlands, we have an email from Gejold Woodstra. As I said, I wish I'm right in pronouncing your name. I don't know your language, actually. I don't know. Our friend Woodstra from the Netherlands says, thank you, dear IRIB staff, for the nice EQSL card. I have also received a very nice paper QSL card some months ago in an envelope. I thank you very much for that. I think it was a good decision to also send EQSL. In the future, I will continue to listen to your interesting programs, and I will also try to listen to the German programs. Wishing you all the best with your broadcast. Yours sincerely. And salam and warmest greetings to you, Gejold Woodstra from the Netherlands, and much appreciation for sending us this email. It seems that you, like most of our listeners, prefer EQSL cards. And it seems that some months ago you received a paper QSL card. I think it was before the coronavirus pandemic. And now we are sending our dear listeners EQSL cards. And we are so happy that you enjoy that. So you're going to listen to our programs. So after listening to our programs in IRB English Radio, please tell us your views about them in your upcoming emails and letters. Please tell us which programs you like the best. And we also wish you all the best. Gejold Woodstra from the Netherlands. Write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And now, dear listeners, here we reach to the section of this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Please take a listen.
Hello and warm greetings to IRIB English Radio staff. I am Atia, I'm 35 years old and I'm married. I am an artist. I work for a media company and I love my job. I am one of your regular listeners. I have been listening to IRIB English Radio for 2 years. I listen to this radio almost every morning in my car. I prefer listening to shortwave radio. I think most of the people prefer listening to shortwave radio because it gives everyone a good feeling. It's traditional and really amazing. Anyway, I like all your programs. I know you do a lot of efforts to produce these programs. Good job, everyone. I wish you all the best.
Wishing you all the best, of course, good health. We wrap up this week's edition of Listeners' Special Sunday Program, Your Program. Dear listeners, please keep in touch with IRIB English Radio and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll be discussing the commentary of the 23rd chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Mu'minun, or the Believers. Now let's just listen to the related verses and then we'll be back. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Wa la nukallifu nafsan illa wus'aha wa ladayna kitabun yantiqu bilhaqqi wa hum la yuzlamun.
And we charge no soul except with that within its capacity. And with us is a record which speaks with truth, and they will not be wronged.
The 62nd verse of the chapter says, وَلَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا وَلَدَيْنَا كِتَابٌ يَنْطِقُ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And we do not task a soul but to the extent of its ability. And with us is record which clearly speaks the truth. And they will not be dealt with unjustly. You may remember, dear listeners, the special attributes of the believers mentioned in the previous programs about the different previous verses. They were the sources of all their good deeds, and they were the reason they were speeding and hastening onto doing good deeds. But this brings the question forth, that not anyone can acquire such attributes, nor all individuals have the ability of doing them. Then what should those people do? This verse implies that Allah never obliges a person to do more than his power and strength, but He expects everyone to do as much as his intelligence and capability can accomplish. In Islamic jurisprudence, there is a rule based on this verse called the negation of distress and constriction. This rule governs all Islamic rulings and holds a priority over them all. It means that when an obligation causes intolerance or hardship, that obligation becomes nullified. It is somehow invalidated. Even if you try to do your best as a servant, and for example, while you're sick, you try to fast, that fasting is invalidated. It is not accepted because it was more than your capability. It was more than what you could do. So the duties are not the same for all individuals. Everyone's obligations are related to his or her physical, intellectual, and resource capabilities. And some of the jurisprudents say that Allah will not accept if you try to somehow exceed your capabilities in doing your servanthood tasks.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
in this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, Allah does not expect the obligations of the poor to be the same as that of the rich. The verse says, وَلَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. We do not task a soul, but to the extent of its ability. So, Allah never obliges a person to do more than his power and strength. And everyone is expected to do as much as their capabilities are. Divine duties and prescripts are in accordance with human strength and capability, and whenever a duty exceeds one's power, one becomes exempt from that duty, and as the scholars of methodology say, this method governs all Islamic ordinances and is prior to them. It might be asked, how will the deeds, big or small, of all human beings be reckoned? The verse says, وَلَدَيْنَا كِتَابٌ يَنْطِقُ بِالْحَقِّ. And with us is a record which clearly speaks the truth. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And they will not be dealt with unjustly. This refers to the record in which all of man's deeds are recorded and stands before Allah. It seems that this record can speak and tell the truth in such a way that it is not possible to deny. So, anyway, regarding what was said in the previous verse, the fact that those believers try to do their best and exceed the others, and they hasten on to doing good things, this verse says that you have some capabilities over which excess and extravagance is prohibited. And this verse is somehow acting as a limit, not just to the previous verse, but also to all rules of jurisprudence in Islam. And this causes an interesting effect in the society and community of the believers. With having this kind of divine ideology, no one will feel inferior, and no one will feel that humility and lowliness before the others, because he or she knows that he has done his or her best based upon his and her capabilities. This is all the Almighty Allah has wanted from him or her, and whatever the Almighty Allah has wanted is accomplished. So there is no reason not to be calm. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. Arabi English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars from IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guests, Brother Ayman Rizvi and Ali Alavian. Assalamu alaikum to both of these dear guests.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, brother. So in the series of the program, Viewpoints, we are mainly concerned with the speeches and thoughts of the leader of Iran, Imam Khamenei. One important topic which has been tackled by him on different occasions and his speeches is the position of human being and how important it is in Islam. We know that Islam has a type of special and specific look at the position of human being as the best creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when we are talking about human, we are not talking about the humanistic approach, something which was maybe very much welcome in the Western world or secular world. We are talking about Islam, we are talking about Prophet Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt's viewpoints regarding human beings. Imam Khamenei also, on different occasions, tackled this issue. So, Brother Ali Alavian, in our previous discussion regarding the position of human beings in the speeches of leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, you enumerated two important pillars for us. Number one was Tawhid.
Very true.
And you said the monotheistic look at the human beings in the world has to be revived. And the second one was the human being as the center of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very true.
But all of these two important pillars are in the scope of divinity and not out of that. Do you have any other pillar to add to these two for us?
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Thank you very much for reminding us in this good flashback on the topic. Whatever we are talking about is actually what is common among the divine religion and, let's say, Abrahamic religions.
Yes.
So the third, let's say, pillar that we are actually want to talk about, that we want to talk about actually, is the life after death. So this, actually, the benefit of this whole discussion is for making a clear distinction between our worldview, Islamic worldview, on the topic of human beings and
right.
mankind with
yeah.
others.
Yeah. Life after death.
Very true.
Okay.
So we want to say that after death, human beings are alive. They are not dead.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something...
They're not perished.
They're not perished.
Okay.
Because what is going to stay with us, from us, is our soul, and which it will exist forever, and which will last forever, and it will be resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
And we all will be resurrected, inshallah, in the day of judgment.
Inshallah.
And this world is actually an introduction for the next world, the same way that this world was for us very big and huge world before we come to this world,
mm-hmm.
the time that we have been in the womb of our mothers.
That's right.
So we had no idea of what the other world is like.
There are also considered some other avalams before that.
Even it has been said that the level of the difference between the time that we enter this world
okay.
from the womb of our mothers, actually, the level of difference is
yes.
too much different and higher than the level of that difference from the world of womb of the mother to this material world.
Or alam
so
is
when we
before
enter
that, okay.
So when we enter the barzakh or the other world, we find it quite unlimited.
Yes.
So this is an introduction for the other world. So again, this makes a difference for us, for that person who knows this world as the end of everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, the end of this world is the end of everything for him.
Okay.
And in us, that this world is just a very good introduction for the other world. So we say that, for example, in this world we live for 60, 70, 80, 100 years. But the other world that we are going to stay has no limitation in the number of the ages that we are going to stay.
And even the counting of the number might be very much different. As we can see nowadays, the counting of the hours in the other planets is very much different to our world, Earth. Now consider, this is a world
beyond.
The concept
of time also is different. Yeah, as you say, we are talking about the worldly hours, but the worldly ages, but the Qiyamah days and timing is different, as it has been said in the hadith, the narrations.
Yes.
It is said that a day is 50,000 years.
They
equals
say it's
50,000
right.
years of a 50,000 year of this world.
Yeah.
So a day in Qiyamah is actually equals that much. So anyhow, all in all, so we believe in a human being that is going to be the center of the universe and believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in its his attributes, his names, and the injustice of God.
Yes.
So now, step by step, we are actually continuing to the fourth level, which is the unlimited talents that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted to a human being.
Okay.
So what are these talents? Inshallah, we shall...
Let's stop over here. The life after this is an important topic. Get to Brother Ayman Rizmi. So Sayyid, though this concept of a life after death, which is very important, and this physical body is going to be rotten and perished away, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blown one iota of his spirit into the human being, so this spirit going to be permanent forever. It's not going to be perish after this materialistic death or perishment that is happening in this world. And this is what also Rahbar mentions. Let's talk a little bit about this concept of the potentials of the ruh, or the soul, the spirit of the human beings.
Well, as brother has explained that, you know, life is not the end. And after this life, there will be another form of life in which humans will be either rewarded or punished for their actions in the world. And even in the ahadith, there are things mentioned like, you know, ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah, which means that, you know, whatever you sow in this world in the forms of actions, you will reap the results, you know.
Yeah.
So in this regard, if we take a look at the Quran or ahadith, and also, you know, Rabbi mentioned in his speeches that, you know, people will have a life after this worldly life, but, you know, this will be either in the form of, you know, reward or punishment. If they will be rewarded, they will be living in a heaven for the rest of, you know, and that life is, again, it's like unlimited. It has no limitation. And the same concept we have, you know, for the cruelties or the bad actions of people, because they cannot be punished in this world, because this world is limited in its nature.
Yeah.
If a person has killed 20,000 people, for example, you know, he cannot be punished appropriately for his actions. So he would be punished in afterlife, and that is the basic concept.
That's right. And sometimes the actions that we do in this world are gonna give us the consequences which cannot be compensated easily. For example, consider a man or a woman who injures another one by a sword or a knife, and just it's one hit, but it makes him blind. So that is one hit, but the blindness is for the whole life.
For the whole life.
How can I compensate it? Okay.
Exactly.
So this is as we do the sins to our soul and a spirit. We are doing the sin. We are getting this, as you said, nur out of our spirit day by day away, and get darkness inside. So We take sometimes the sins very much simple, but they are great, you know, and they are making us dark from inside. This makes us into another important aspect, Brother Ali Alevian, and that is the main features of a human being. Also, the Rahbar, in we can say, he talks about the philosophy of the creation of human being and how human beings are gifted with different potentials. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about this.
Human beings have been given and have been bestowed lots of, let's say, talents and capacities that paves the way for him to reach all the possible, let's say, to reach all the possibilities. By possibilities, I mean mumkinat, whatever is known to be mumkin in this world. Possible in the sense that we, in opposite of wajib and compulsory, whatever is mumkin. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wajib and is the cause of all the causes.
Right.
But possible means that whatever whatever a creature can reach, except to the level of, let's say, godness or the level of creator. So in this worldview, human being actually is able to go towards and to move towards all these, let's say, peaks, all with one condition: to be a good servant and to be a submissive servant of God. So everything again here is at the service of being a good servant
of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what makes us the Muslim taslim, the submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This is the meaning of Islam, as you say. Al-Islam wa taslim, that is full submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
And in case this direction actually is damaged, whatever has been actually given to human being and what was ready for human being will be actually in loss and will be, this privileges will be taken from him.
You are now talking about the spiritual features of a human being, and not the materialistic
all
ones.
All the abilities and gifts that, or the talents that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the human beings to
because,
whether
because,
spiritual or material.
Because it says if you are not doing justice towards the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of his rahmaniyah will not deprive you out of his mercies.
That's
okay?
It.
He is so much great that he will not deprive you.
Mm.
But the case is that this is a lesson for us as a human being in order to consider it and repeat it and practice it in our life.
And through worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through being a good and submissive servant of God, all of the other phases will be more reachable for you than in case it is diverted from the main way, the main, like to say, path.
Yes.
So all the deprivations will again be back to you.
And this story has happened many times during the history about the lives of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahlul Bayt.
Mm.
You know, as you could see that how much they were submissive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just look at Saifatu Sajjadiyah by Imam Sajjad.
Yeah.
The beautiful supplications and du'as, or du'a Arafah of Imam al-Husayn, okay? You see, when he is talking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's considering himself as the mere servant and abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's why the Imam says that, call us everything except Rab.
Uh-huh.
So we have all these powers,
yes.
We have reached all these, let's say, reachable points.
Yes.
But there must be a difference between wajibul wujud, what is wajib,
yes,
and what is mumkin.
Yes.
So just don't call us Rab.
Okay.
So here, this actually distinction should be made here. So a human being, like, let's say, as an infallible imam, can reach all these points. And it is even open for us as well. As every human being can reach all these points and all of these peaks.
Okay.
So it depends on us, on the will of us to actually to will to go towards them or not.
That's
so this
right.
is what, again, comes back to us.
Sometimes I wish we have been created as the innocent babies and remain the babies for all our lives, okay? But this is not possible. But as you said, these potentials are given for the human beings, the prophets of Allah and the infallible imams reached such a status in their lives that they could be called the men of God or
and
with godly attributes. Okay.
A famous quote by Ayatollah Bajjat, the late Ayatollah Bajjat, rahmatullahi alayhi, when he says that the way and the path towards becoming a Salman is not closed.
Uh-huh.
It's always open.
Salman, but the companion of Prophet Muhammad.
Salman
right.
al-Muhammad.
Yes.
Yeah. Known as Salman al-Farsi.
Farsi, that's right.
So the way to become Salman is always open.
Yes.
But it's us. It's the turn of us to start to go towards becoming this Salman. So it has never been yet closed.
Yes.
So it depends on us to...
Salman is a good
to
example.
...to step in this way and reach to this.
Yeah. Ruzbeh from Isfahan, who migrated from his land, far, far lands, to Saudi Arabia, missed all that good weather in Isfahan in Iran, got to the hot
Arab Peninsula,
the Arab Peninsula, and, you know, converted to the religion of Islam and become one of the most important companions of Prophet Muhammad, considered from the Ahlul Bayt as it is considered in the speech of Prophet Muhammad. Thank you very much, Sayyid Ayman Rizvi and Brother Ali Alavian, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. For sure, human beings have some needs. What are these needs and how to answer these needs in this world based on the religion of Islam in the speeches of Imam Khamenei? Inshallah, we'll discuss it in our upcoming session of the program. It was very kind of you, and thank you very much for your presence. Dear listeners, thank you much too for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Visit our website for more information at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page, also a YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, may Allah bless you all. Fi amanillah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest night, shows me right from wrong. A world that often lies, cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
The light.
Cat lovers will like this piece. Cats are notoriously volatile animals, as we all know. One moment they are purring for your attention, and the next they can't stand being touched. Now, a Canadian firm has come up with an app that can help you better understand your feline friends. The app is called Tabby and works with artificial intelligence. The AI's algorithm was trained at a clinic in the city of Calgary. The developers of Tabby hope their product can be useful for novice cat owners and vets alike. The app can also help monitor the health of cats. Tabby's developer explains how the app functions.
It uses artificial intelligence, so specifically machine learning, and it's coupled with the feline grimace scale. And what the feline grimace scale is, it's a way for humans to be able to determine if a cat is in pain or not based on the ear positioning, the eye positioning, the muzzle, whiskers, things like that. And so we were able to train a machine using machine learning and a series of images to be able to make that determination. So if you're somebody who has a cat but you don't have that training, you can just use the app. And it can help you determine this how your cat is doing.
Sounds very useful. The Tabby is not perfect, though, and runs into problems when trying to decipher the mood of black cats. Despite the hiccups, the developers say the program will get better at doing its task as its artificial intelligence develops through practice. Humans have damaged the environment, perhaps more than any other species, but there are always some who go out of their way to help animals in distress. Known in Cyprus as Birdman, 28-year-old Konstantinos Antonio is a wildlife veterinarian. Every year, he saves hundreds of sick or wounded wild birds. The animals brought to him are usually found by regular people. Konstantinos says climate change has made the task of assisting birds more urgent as their survival becomes harder and harder. The Cypriot environmentalist usually frees the animals after treatment in the presence of other